Radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Hi, everybody. There's some music going back there. Hi, welcome to Talking Real Money, our little show, little radio thing we do here. And we hope that you hang out and do it with us, because it's really important stuff we talk about. We don't just talk about the money you have today, but we want to help you with the money you need for tomorrow. And we want to help you particularly with that biggest money need you have in the future, and that's retirement. So if you have some questions about dealing with money in any way, particularly, though, getting to a more comfortable retirement, investing properly, dealing with the people who take advantage of you, give us a call at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. I'm Don McDonald, I merely sit here in my studio while Tom is proprietor of the Model Aircraft Museum, the just recently opened in Woodinville.
Doors are closed and locked. Not going to happen.
You got the museum closed? How will people learn about World War II aircraft? How will they learn?
There's other stuff in.
Okay, you got World War II, Korean War, Vietnam.
That's about 1960. That's about it.
So give us a call, 855-935-TALK, because we know you need help. We know you need it. You may not know you need it, but as we're going to talk about in the next hour or next podcast, wow, we know you need help. So give us a call before you find yourself in trouble, or after, I guess, is fine, too. Let's see. What are we going to talk about this hour, though? Well, that's retirement. That's not the people.
You didn't give the number yet.
I gave the number six times. I'm going to give it again just for Tom, 855-935-TALK.
Okay, thank you.
I gave the number, 855-935-8255.
I believe you, by the way.
You were just so busy trying to figure out where to hang the new German aircraft in the museum there. You got distracted.
He was lost.
So today we want to talk a little bit about retirement. And not just those of you who've done a good job. As a matter of fact, right now we don't want to talk about those of you who have done a great job saving for retirement. We want to talk with you, those of you who have not done a great job of saving for retirement.
Well, we know a lot of this is really autopilot. Eliminate the discipline of needing to write a check every 2 weeks to save for retirement. And how do we do that? Well, in employer-sponsored plans, 401ks, 403bs, money comes right out of your check, money goes into account, money gets invested, boom, it's gone, you don't worry about it.
Thank God for 401ks, or I would hardly ever save.
It's harder.
I'm so bad at it.
There's 57 million workers who have no retirement plan through their work, and guess what? It's mostly people at the lower end.
Sure.
88% of the people in the highest 25% of wages, 90%, they're saving. The people at the lower end, they don't have a plan. They don't have a way to do this. And, well, maybe there may be some help coming. I say maybe because a proposal in Congress called Secure 2.0, which we've talked about before, does some other things that is good for people who have saved. But one of the things it would do for people who have not would be setting up a plan for people that work for companies that do not have a plan, don't have a 401k, don't have a 403b, et cetera. And they do it kind of like the thrift savings plan, which is great because that's auto enroll. By the way, they only added auto enroll in the TSP like 10 years ago. TSP had about 60% of the people participating. Now it's 92% because so many, it's just you walk in the door, you're doing it. Number two, with the TSP, the cost. Did you know this? I was surprised to read only 4 basis points on average. I mean, it's cheap. So you're fully invested. Your money's going to work for you and doing it well. But let's talk about so what if you're one of those 57 million, you're working, you don't got a plan at work.
You don't got a plan at work?
You like that?
You do live in the hills there outside of Seattle. You're in hill country.
Carefully. I can hear the banjo. They're playing.
They are. Actually, they are. They're playing the music. I hear them. Wait, there it is. Okay.
We'll come back and tell you what you need to do.
What you need to do in proper English. 855-935-TALK. A second opinion could save your life either physically or fiscally. Let one of our Vestory advisors help you save your future at Vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Before we were interrupted by a break, we were talking about your future, your retirement. And by the way, our phone number is 855-935-TALK if you'd like to call us and discuss your future, your retirement. But as Tom mentioned before the break, there are an awful lot of people who are not putting anything away for retirement. And that could be problematic. I mean, if you're thinking, I'm just going to get to retirement and live on Social Security, well, the average Social Security benefit right now,
how much? I saw your notes this morning.
$1,600.
Oh, this one said $1,400. So.
Well, no, that's the all the benefits when you put in old age and survivor and retirement benefits. I should have been clear about that. Should have been clear. $1,600 for retirees. A month.
Okay.
Yeah, it would take $1,600 a week to live on Social Security in the greater Puget Sound region. I've got a great feature for you where you can live in America on just Social Security. You're not going to like it, but we'll tell you where.
Unless you're in one of those locations.
Right. And like but even then, I can't imagine knowing people who live in several of them and probably, if it wasn't for family, would not live in several of them. There might be two I'd live in. There might be two.
Yeah.
Two.
I've had relatives live in one of them. But at any rate, but here you are. You're one of the nearly 60 million people that are employed, and you don't have a company plan. It's a small company, whatever. What do you do? You actually can set it up to make it automatic. You can go to a major custodian like a Schwab or a Vanguard, for example, open an individual retirement account or an Roth individual retirement account, either one. Mm-hmm. Remember, the IRA you can deduct it from your taxes. The Roth, you cannot. And you can set up regular withdrawals from your bank account. No different, by the way, than when your paycheck, it's gone. As I said, it's invested and you don't think about it anymore. Yet, is that harder than just coming to work somewhere and checking a box? Yeah, but it's not insurmountable. It's not impossible. And frankly, if you are working, from the moment you're working, I think, you should be saving something for that big R word you mentioned a minute ago, Don, retirement.
And you'll find if you just it's not that hard to work. You do have to make it happen. And I'm in the school of thought now that there should be mandatory retirement. It should be just only opt out.
And only everybody, for good reason.
Everybody is auto enrolled in a retirement plan, but that's down the road. Might happen, but you take that few minutes, and it literally is a few minutes, to go online and set up this account and then set up automatic withdrawal from your paycheck or your bank account. If your employer doesn't offer it, you can just have it automatically removed from your bank account, and you just deduct that in your head. It's $6,000 a year. That's still pretty decent money. That's $500 a month, which I know for some people at the lower end of the earning spectrum is going to be challenging.
Okay, but here's, do something.
Right.
I mean, if it can't be five, that's okay. Then do 100. And by the way, every time you get a raise, you add a little bit, or you change jobs and you have more opportunity. So you're getting started on the path of a discipline to save something, invest it properly, and learn a couple of things. Number one, hopefully your balance is growing. But number two, about stocks and bonds, how this all works. These are important lessons to have, because when tougher times comes along, you need to understand why your portfolio is down, why it's all those things. So, yeah, some sort of disciplined approach, I think, makes sense here.
Well, and I'm surprised you didn't mention those people who really should pay us a lot of money, because we mention them so often, although we haven't mentioned them in a long time. And that's Acorns Later. Not the regular Acorns,
point.
But Acorns Later, which is Acorns Retirement IRA program, where they will take money that you're spending and round it up to fund your retirement.
Yeah.
Again, it's like,
it's
so you spend 89 cents and they take 11 cents and put it in your retirement account.
and it's invested in low-cost products, and it's widely diversified, and they even have some educational stuff here that I look at.
I kind of like their portfolios because they have a small value tilt like we like. They have international, a good portion of international exposure. You can pick the ETF portfolio for your risk tolerance. It's a really, really cool service, and we don't get a penny from them. But it's at acorns.com. It's called Acorns Later. There's regular Acorns, which is a taxable account, and then there's Acorns Later, which is a non-taxable account. That's the IRA.
I think for anyone who's saving any, you're right. This is even easier than because this, again, just to be clear, You're not contributing anything here. All you're doing is having them take the difference, rounding up to an even number when you go spend money on your debit card. That other money simply comes out of your account, gets invested. I think it's a genius way to get people that are not savers. And let's face it, most people are not.
it's not fun to buy stuff. Yeah, we're not. There are only a very few people who are very well organized. They're natural savers. They're spreadsheet kind of people. My late father-in-law comes to mind, but he was a rare person. Mm-hmm. Most of us are a little less responsible, a lot more laissez-faire, and it's more fun to spend it than to save it.
Indeed, it is.
It's a lot more fun.
Either of those options, I like that, Don. Acorns is a good place, Acorns Later, and then, as I said, major custodians. And then here's the really great part. At our website, we give you the portfolios you could use in those IRAs or Roth IRAs. They're free. They're three funds. You could do
they're
it. It's
so
really
simple.
Not that difficult. Yeah, they're low
as a matter of fact, our portfolios at Vanguard are almost identical to the portfolios you pay a Vanguard advisor to suggest.
That was shocking.
No, I got another one yesterday, Tom.
Is that right,
really? On the question and answer show, a guy called in and he goes, my Vanguard advisor suggested these four funds, and it was the total U.S., the total international, the total bond, and the total international bond, the exact same portfolio that another caller. So this must be the boilerplate now.
Wow. I mean, to pay someone to give you that, that doesn't work for me, really.
If we could just make a lot of money charging 30 or 40 basis points for a four-fund portfolio,
Probably could.
And it's not.
How about a one fund?
Yeah. We could do it for 10 basis points, an extra 10.
Right.
We give you one fund, and then we don't do anything for the rest of our natural lives. Except collect money.
which is sounding better.
I know. It really does, doesn't it? Yeah. And if you're one of those poor folks who is worried you might be forced to live on Social Security in retirement, well, I want to let you know that at an average of $1,600 a month, the Puget Sound region is out of the question. The average rent there in Seattle proper, it's like $2,200 a month. That's more than your Social Security. But when we come back, I have a list of 20 cities where you might be able to.
Woo! Tom and Don are talking real money.
Tom and I created Vestry to help everyone become a better investor, even those who will never be clients. Let one of our advisors help you start your financial plan or solve a money problem free with no obligation or high-pressure sales pitch at Vestry.com, Vestory.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
So, here's the deal. We've got a phone number for you to call, 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255, and we'll try and help you get the money you need to retire more comfortably. But if you're worried that you might just be stuck living on Social Security in retirement, well, your choices of places to live, they're a little bit limited. But GoBankingRates.com actually did the math, and
wait a minute. Go banking rates? Are they trying to steal like
bank rates? Of course they are.
Okay. Yeah.
Of course they are. They get a percentage of all the accounts they set up. This is why they do this.
Tricky.
So what they did is they pulled up the cost of living scores and livability scores and kind of put those two together and the rent to come up with a list of 20 cities in which you can probably live frugally. You're not going to live it up, but you could live frugally in these 20 cities. Now, excuse me.
Quite a list.
Yeah, it makes me a little teary to even look at it.
I thought you were being allergic to living in one of these.
Because I'm familiar with a few of these. I'm sure you are, too. Let's start out with number 20, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it's deep in the heart of Texas, Lubbock, Texas. That is out.
No offense,
that's
to
west. That's
it's
west Texas.
Place.
Yeah,
we got a lot of listeners in Texas. So yeah,
$719 average monthly rent.
Okay, does not, by the way, say what kind of place. I mean, you might be able to find somewhere around here for $719.
No, yeah, but this is the average.
Okay.
Okay.
All
so right. Remember, the average in Seattle is $2,200.
Yeah, which makes sense. Yes.
All right.
Spendy place. Yeah. Okay.
Now, number two, you can get a little bit more.
It's not number two.
No, number 19. Number 19. Because we're going down to number one. You can get a little bit more moisture in the air, and the nice Rust Belt flavor to your drinking water by going to lovely Toledo, Ohio.
Plus, you can get up every day and say, "Holy Toledo!"
Yeah. If you like rock and roll, well, you know where that is.
Are rivers on fire?
The heart of rock and roll is where? It's in Cleveland.
Oh, I thought we built this city.
Yeah, okay, $612 a month. I'm going to Cleveland.
They have major league sports there.
I could live high on the hog in something resembling major league football.
Haven't figured out NFL. What to do with Baker Mayfield yet, but other than that.
I don't even know where this one is. It's northwest of Houston. Ooh, I used to live in Houston. Wow, is that miserably hot. Ugh.
This time of year? Good
Lord.
Yeah,
well, the lovely town, although it has a high livability score, its rents are a little on the high side. Beautiful Magnolia, Texas, where the magnolia blossoms bloom every spring. Followed by Richmond, Texas. That's also in the Houston area.
Texas, big on the list.
Now, this is a decent city. This one I could live in. Number 15, I could live here. It's near my wife's alma mater. It's in the mountains. Probably one of the prettier towns on the list, and that's Roanoke, Virginia. Average
rent. Wasn't there a colony there like 280 years ago or something?
No. You're thinking Roanoke on the coast. Roanoke is up in the mountains. There was
geography.
Well, your history is a little. Yeah. If you like your college football, well, then you're going to love living on Social Security in lovely Lincoln, Nebraska.
Oh, that's on the list. I didn't even notice
that. It's on the list.
Bring your own red.
If you like your winters a little colder than Lincoln, if you love those Arctic fronts coming down, barreling out of Canada, then you go to the northernmost city on this list, actually the one that is, by my calculation, probably the closest to Seattle, and that is Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Not on my list.
North of Fargo.
Which is also on the list. Now, I have had a relative who lived in Fargo, and I went there one summer, and I found it to be very, there's a river that runs through there.
Lovely in the summer, I'm sure.
Yeah, right.
Did you go there in the
December,
winter?
Though. I don't think you can.
Yeah.
It's barely.
Then I had family in this one. I had family in this town. I still have family in this town. This is where a lot of my family's from. Way out there in the Permian Basin, ladies and gentlemen, $504 a month is the average rent in Odessa, Texas. The next 10 or 11 coming up.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Want a free copy of my book, Financial Physics? Well, go download it right now at Vestory.com, Vestory.com.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
If you have a question about making money or spending money or protecting it or saving it, putting it away for the future, avoiding being ripped off, the volatility of the stock market, the volatility of the bond market, the extreme volatility of the cryptocurrency market.
How to get rich quick.
How to get rich quickly in the commodities markets, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Give us a call at 855-935-TALK. We do actually have lots of lines available to you at this very moment at 855-935-8255. Where can you live on Social Security alone? You have no pension.
By the way,
you have no savings to speak of. Where can you live?
Yeah, we'll give the names in just a moment, but we didn't really mention this. It's about two-thirds of retirees that are pretty much solely dependent on Social Security and retirement.
Which makes this list, unless you're planning to live in your kid's basement, even more important. Now, number 11 on our list, we're getting close to number one. Number 11 on our list, known for wood chippers and incredibly cold weather, ladies and gentlemen, Fargo, North Dakota.
Ah, you're referring to the film of the same name from 30 plus years ago. Very amusing. Coen Brothers, love it. Yeah.
Take that one in.
Wood chippers.
A little gruesome. So that's cold. A little less cold and a lot more corny. No, actually, it's not corny at all. It's part of the Quad Cities, which sits right on the Mississippi River. It's right near Moline. You know Moline.
I went to high school with her. Sure.
We're talking Davenport, Iowa. One of the Quad Cities.
I think I've driven through. Is that on I-80? I don't know.
I think it is. I think it is.
Resume speed, Iowa.
Is it on? Yeah, I think it is. Then I got to tell you, this one is so famous. There's a country song named after it. A guy by the name of George Hamilton IV.
Yeah, Hamilton the musical.
No, not that musical. No, according to George Hamilton IV, this next town is the prettiest town that I've ever seen, and women there don't treat you mean. In Abilene, my Abilene.
Women there don't treat you mean.
Because they got nothing else. I mean, if they treated you mean, there'd be nobody to talk to.
Well, they couldn't afford a drink because they just spent it all on their rent. So probably.
Well, the rent is a little higher in Abilene than some of the others. Yeah. It's $780.
How's the affordability index?
It's really low. It's 78. So it's
okay,
really affordable.
Okay, I couldn't decide. Is this having a low score better there or a high score better there?
Low score is better.
Okay.
I think low score is better. I don't know.
All right.
I'm guessing.
Well, you're doing the story. You ought to know these things.
I didn't write the darn thing. And then again, if you love great college football.
We already got
Lincoln. And you'd like your football sooner than later.
That's a good one. Is that good old Norman?
Norman? That's Norman the Oklahoma. Norman the Oklahoma. Like Casper the friendly Wyoming. It's Norman the Oklahoma.
Did you really say sooner rather than later? Did you really say that?
I did.
Yeah, I think you did.
I'm learning from you.
Usually that's my bad joke, but okay. Good for you.
If you like crayfish, you'll love living in Lake Charles, Louisiana. I don't know what they're known for.
You're going to get some real hate mail from this, too. You know that,
I am
right?
not, because I'm just doing this in fun. It's called jest, folks.
Okay.
Now, wait, this next one. Now I can use the corny reference. Des Moines, Iowa.
Pretty much the corny.
Mm-hmm. The other thing is if you like being in the first state to have a presidential primary, for now anyway, Des Moines, Iowa.
They weren't the first ones. They just have the earliest.
Oh, my gosh. This is actually a really good one. This is a really good one because not only can you afford it, kind of. The average rent is $800. That's the highest, I think, on this list. But the health care is extraordinary in Rochester, Minnesota, home of the Mayo Clinic. You want mayo on that sandwich? Never mind. And we have four more to go. We'll get them after the break. 855-935-TALK is our number.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Is your portfolio a mess? You may have a case of hodgepodgeitis, but don't worry, we can help. Just set up a free, no-obligation meeting with a Vestory advisor at vestory.com. No sales pitch, guaranteed. That's vestory.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Once again, phone number here, 855-935-TALK. We're going to wrap up our list of the 20 places you can live on Social Security. Remember, we just mentioned Rochester, Minnesota. Cold, but they have mayo. They got some nice mayo.
Hold the Mayo, yeah.
No, you want to go to the Mayo Clinic. They have, okay. By the way, they have a livability score that's very high, too. Next up is Fort Wayne, Indiana. Don't know a thing about them. Don't know anything,
yeah,
anything.
I knew a guy from there. It's not a great place.
Nondescript. No. Okay. St. Charles, Missouri. The only thing I think it has going for it is that it's outside of St. Louis, as opposed to inside of St. Louis.
You got to be brave for the weather back there in the Midwest.
Oh,
especially
wow.
If you live here in Seattle. It's
now,
a lot different.
This next town is in a pretty area. It's in a pretty area. It's the home of the now entirely Jerry Falwell free Liberty University.
Ah, good old Lynchburg.
Good old Lynchburg, Virginia.
In the news a couple years ago, if I remember right.
Well, Jerry was the junior. Jerry the younger.
Wasn't Lynchburg involved in some political thing? Anyway.
I don't know. It's Lynchburg.
Okay.
Finally.
Yes.
Drumroll. Near the middle of the United States of America, just slightly to
and
the west
else.
Of middle, just a little west of middle, within driving distance of Yellowstone National Park.
Well, that's true.
And Salt Lake Tetons. City, Utah, and the Grand Tetons.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's got a decent livability score. It is once
a swimming pool. Yeah.
Once the home of Butch Cassidy. And the Sundance Kid?
Really? Rock? I thought they were from Bolivia.
No, that was later.
Oh, okay.
You know the raindrops keep falling on your head scene?
Yes.
That's kind of set in Rock Springs.
Oh.
Rock Springs,
little did I know.
Wyoming. There's a lot that you little know.
pretty much.
Pretty much. So there you have it. There you have it. This list
Rock
is at gobankingrates.com. Rock Springs, number one. It's also near the Kilpecker Sand Dunes.
Now you got to be careful when you talk about that. So, okay.
Which are the largest sand dunes in North America? I did not know
we're
that.
Sticking with the sand dunes on that. Good.
You don't want to
leave the
you
other,
don't want to
spend
you mean don't, you don't mean
no.
to mention the name again, Tom?
No,
855-935-TALK is our phone number with Don McDonald and Tom Cock. And up next is Karen. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Karen.
I have
sorry.
I have a situation.
I'm
going to
go to my room now.
Different.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. You let me know.
No. All right, you go ahead.
No, we're ready. Please.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, good.
Save us from Dawn.
I'm in a different situation. Matter of fact, I'm in a good situation, and I need some advice on how to proceed. I've just retired with a combination of my Social Security, work pension, and then TSP, I have monthly income of about $6,500 a month free to me. That's net.
Okay.
And so, but I have in my retirement accounts, I have like $750,000. And I'm working with the planner, and he has me set up so I'm getting that much every month. But he also has it set up that I will still have 50% of my funds left when I'm 92. I don't have any kids. I've got nieces and nephews and different people, and they all say, go spend your money. You earned it, and don't leave us anything but a penny. So I'm like, okay. But when I talk to my financial planner, he wants me to take out a home equity loan to, like, travel or do whatever I want to with that way, pay that off, and then still have money left in the future. And I'm like, what if I take money out now so I don't have to pay a monthly part of my monthly fee to go to my monthly net to pay for things along the way. I'd rather be able to. My
well, how old are you, Karen?
Some cash out. I'm 60.
How old are you?
68.
67.
Because okay. We don't live till I'm 90.
Okay. Because I'm trying to figure out why your planner would say take the HELOC instead of just taking money out.
I have a feeling I know why.
Go ahead.
Well, I think he doesn't want. He wants to make sure that there's money there for him to manage.
Oh, I hope that's not true.
That's my very cynical guess.
But you understand that under current rules, you don't have to take anything out of the TSP for 5 years. So his strategy may be. And are you
how much is in the TSP?
$750
Well, no, that's in. No, that's
that's what she said.
She
said
IRA. We converted it to Roth IRA.
Yeah, they converted it.
Yeah, no, but she has $750,000.
In a Roth IRA with the planner now.
So you have $750,000 post-tax dollars.
No, they're in an IRA. They're pre-tax dollars. Or, wait, it's in a Roth? Correct. Did you move them to a Roth?
Yes.
Okay. So you have $750,000 managed by your planner. Can you give me the name of just a couple of the mutual funds you might be in?
Oh, he's got one. I don't know. It's all done in a company. I'm sorry. I can't tell you. There's like a Symmetris or something like that.
Okay.
But
Do you know what the planner charges?
It is 7%. It is 9% less than 700,000, and 7% if it's over 700,000.
Well, I hope that's not true, by the way. Because 9 or 7%.
I hope it's 0.9.
Yeah, maybe 0.9.
Yeah, I mean 0.9. 0.9 and 0.7. Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, good.
Okay. All right. Okay. Which would be much more fair. Okay, but I guess what your question is, should you do the HELOC or should you just take the money
out of
retirement?
And see, Tom, because of what you said, this was taken from the TSP and put in to a Roth IRA with the advisor, right?
Correct, because I had, through my years, I had three different TSPs that he combined all into the Roth IRA, so now it's all the money in one place rather than three different accounts.
Yeah, see, this is why I think my opinion's right in this case. I think your advisor wants to keep his fees up for a very long time. I think that's the case, because that's the only reason I would do something like this. Here is what to help you properly, it requires a little bit deeper dive. Can you get hold of a statement, one of your more recent statements, and give us a call?
Yeah.
Because I'd like to just see if...
Not online. Go ahead.
No. You could call... let's see. What would you... I'll tell you what. Hold on. We're going to give you a phone number that you can call and talk to Tom. Okay? Is that all right, Tom?
Okay.
That's fine.
All right. No, so we're going to give you a phone number during the break. I want you to get your statement, and I want you to talk to Tom about it, because we really need to know more about this advisor and what they're doing, and we need to get their intent, Tom.
Going back to where your question was, does it make sense to draw money out of a Roth IRA or draw it out of a HELOC? I mean, how much equity do you have in your home? How much is the HELOC going to charge you? What's the interest rate going to be?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I've got to find out. So that's why I'm.
You got to know those things. But in a general sense,
I need to know. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you went and got a HELOC today, I'm betting it's going to be somewhere around 5%, because that's
and adjustable usually.
And adjustable. And the other thing is, again, I don't know why you wouldn't just take a little bit of your post-tax money and plan a vacation, et cetera.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make sense. That's why we'd like to kind of figure out how he's leaning in terms of how he manages money. So hold on. We're going to give you a phone number.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Portfolio a mess. You may have a case of hodgepodgeitis, but don't worry, we can help. Just set up a free, no-obligation meeting with a Vestory advisor at vestory.com. No sales pitch, guaranteed. That's vestory.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Folks like Karen are the reason that when we started our firm many years ago, and we were doing podcasts and talk shows, we wanted to have a way to help everybody with this overview, this complex look at a plan that needs to be done from time to time.
Yeah, and the only way really to do that is to do what Don just mentioned. Take a look at your current situation, give you advice on what you're doing today and where you're headed tomorrow. We give you an hour of our time. We analyze your portfolio. We do it all free, and you can set up an appointment very easily by going to vestory.com.
And
correct?
Bear in mind, we are not like most firms. You would have heard from somebody on the air if we were. They would have said, oh, yeah, you guys tried to sell us stuff. We don't try to sell you stuff. Just go to vestory.com and set up an appointment, or call 800-386-3004.
hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for informational, educational, and hopefully enjoyable purposes only.
Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times.
Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future.
So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring.
Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities.
Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Appella Capital, a fee-only registered investment advisor.
Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures.
And to keep the lawyers happy.